My name's Tony McGregor. I did about 10 months on the cathedral there. There was a crowd that was working, digging up the foundation for the Chapel of Unity. This was around 1958. There was graves there, and we were told any bones or skulls that we dug up, we would put them to one side, and they were going to bury them as a communal grave. And we were throwing all the soil onto the wagons. And the wagons used to take the soil away up to Bagaden when Bagaden was the tip. The smell coming from that soil at the time was horrendous. Like, we didn't wear gloves or nothing in them days, you know, so some of the lads didn't quite like handling bones or skulls, so they used to throw them onto the wagon. It was a lot of graves there when I think back on it. So there must have been quite a few skulls that went out. Like, it must have been a couple of months after the police came down to where we were working on the cathedral, and they had us in one by one. Apparently they found the skulls up in Bagaden on the tip, and they thought a mass murder had been committed. So when they had them analysed, they realised how old they were. So they come down to give us a bit of a telling off for putting the skulls onto the wagon. Of course, nobody owned up who did it. But we were warned that the next time it happened, we'd be out the gate. Sacked, in other words, like, you know. At that particular time, you know, you don't realise the pride on walking on the cathedral. When I see coaches pulling up, and the visitors coming to look at the cathedral and see them standing outside. And only a couple of weeks ago, I was walking by and I said to him, lovely cathedral. And he said, yeah, lovely building. I said, you know, I worked on that. I feel great pride in it. I even did it with my own children and my grandkids, tell them little stories about when we worked on the cathedral. Like, you know, I said, it'll take a good German bomb to shift this cathedral. It's so solid, you know, it's a solid building.